Thank you so much for joining in. I've heard that we've got a global audience here today. So thank you so much for joining in from wherever you are. So just to begin with, I'm going to explain how today's session is going to go. So since today we'll be touching base with digital strategy and how to make it easier to form one for your company, we'll be actually doing a bit of a role play. Now, we don't know if you have ever experienced a role play in other webinars before, but this is something that we are, you know, really excited about from our so we'll have a hypothetical client come in and give us a creative brief. And upon giving the creative brief, the CEO of the agency, the ad agency, will take over and he will call upon various people of his team who would come in and give their insights about how they go about with their digital strategy. So that is basically what the structure of today's webinar is going to be. And of course, we're going to have a 10 to 15 minute session where you can ask any questions that you desire if you have any during the course of the webinar. So without further ado, I would like to introduce our panelists. So of course we have Mr. Amit Lakmani joining us here today, who is the can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have Mr. Amit Lakmani joining us here today, who is the founder and CEO of Max Mobility. He is Yours Digitally's technology partner, and he has been in the tech industry for very, very long. He will be taking us through some really interesting MarTech strategies today. We also have Mr. Mitul Das, who is the co-founder and CEO of Yours Digitally. He will be presenting the overarching strategy and acting as the CEO of the agency while interacting with the with our client. Then we have Mr. Abhishek Chamaria, who is the co-founder and director of Yours Digitally, who will be coming in as the media expert for today. He has a lot of experience in media. He's a veteran in media when it comes to digital marketing, and definitely a lot of tips that we can get from him. After that, we'll be having some more panelists joining us today. So we have Molly Basu, who is the sales head of Yours Digitally. So she is going to be coming in as the client because she has interacted with a lot of them over her time with Yours Digitally. So she understands their pain points and she can come in with that knowledge to give us a real life feel to this. Preeti Pandit, who is our growth leader at Yours Digitally. She is heading our delivery wing, which takes care of all the client deliverables. So she'll be coming in from a commerce and e-commerce aspect. I am the marketing head of Yours Digitally, and I'll be coming in from the content aspect. And we, of course, have Nirupama Paul, who will be coming in with her SEO knowledge to help us explore the world of SEO as well. So this is our panel for today, without wasting any more time, since it is just a 1 hour webinar, I would like to hand over the stage to Molly Basu, who's going to be acting as our client for today, and she can take all of us through the client brief that we all have to stick to for this particular meeting. So Molly, it's over to you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Priyanka, for the lovely introduction. And it feels great to be actually, So it feels great to be actually playing the role of someone who, because I have always been on the other side of the table. So it feels great to put things on, you know, just be on this side of the table and explain how does the client feel. So I will be playing the role of, so this is a fictitious brand which you'll be having in front of you. And this has been done post a lot of research and all, because we are expert in manufacturing. So it's like a, hello everyone. And it's, I'm going to relate the story of a tool brand. We are into manufacturing. So even till February, we thought that sales via online mediums is not possible. But unfortunately, the pandemic happened and the entire mobility of our sales team got affected. Now the question on the table is, how can we still? So that is a million-dollar question which we are facing right now. And to just simplify facts, I just jotted down a few questions which are there on the top of my mind. And it would help if the agency can guide me through it. So like a typical client, I would definitely ask for ROI. So that is my main goal. So if I spend this amount of money, what can I expect that in return? Second is a product like tool, can that be sold online? Because I haven't actually experienced it, or we as a brand have never experienced it. We have just heard about it. Yeah, we have heard about, yeah, people are selling it online. There are certain B2B and B2C portals, but we have not ever experienced it. Second is we keep on hearing about organic channels and inorganic channels. But what's the ratio like? What should be the spent on organic? What should be the spent on inorganic or paid mediums? We are completely unaware of it. And before you question me about our, the digital presence, let me just tell you, because we have been doing it quite a few times with a lot of agencies. We just have a website and we have a Facebook channel. So let us know if we can just start off with it. So that is the thing. And the last and the final problem on the table is, if you talk about tech integration, we are absolutely in a very, very bad shape. So we are getting leads from multiple sources, but there is no one particular platform to accumulate everything. So these are just the points on the table. I would request everyone to focus on the ROI, rest of the problems, obviously. So that's the most important problem, and rest of the problems can go, in the ascending order of importance. So if I just put it in that way, the database is the least and ROI is the most important one. So yeah, I'm just leaving the stage to the CEO of our organization, Mr. Mithul Das, and let us see how he guides us. Thank you.
Mali, if you could remove the share, please.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. So thank you so much, Ms. Basu, for giving us a brief. And I am actually very thrilled. I was not very happy taking up this role which was given to me, because that's the role I play every day. So I thought that I would be spared. But doing this role play, brings back all the memories where a client, like a smiling assassin, talks about everything they want from an agency. And of course, at a very optimized cost. So I think, thank you so much. And like we spoke at the beginning of this webinar, we're just trying to do a role play for all of you to understand what happens behind the scenes. What exactly do you mean while you say that you are creating a digital strategy or a transformation strategy for a brand like Tools India? Very privileged that they felt that Max Mobility Yoast Digitally, the agency which we represent, could do a strategy for them. So here I'm just going to show you an overarching element. So what we did post this, of course, which we cannot mimic on a show, we actually went through and did a few rounds of discussions with Ms. Basu and her team, and we figured out some of the pain areas. Now this in parlance of marketing, we call it as doing a proper domain analysis. Because unless and until we do a proper domain analysis, it's very difficult for you to create an implementation strategy. So without further ado, I'll just take you through a small presentation, which will allow you to get into an understanding of, and this is a presentation which we will build over this session. For all of you who are here, a request for you all to stay back, because at every segment our backend team will keep sharing some of these templates, some of these stuff to you. And it's important for all of us to stick together to see actually what's happening. So what we did while we spoke to Ms. Basu and her team, we tried understanding three important things. One, what was the journey in the financial year 1920? What they wanted to do in 2021, which is the current year, and what are the kind of actionables does that boil to? Now, that was very critical for us as an agency because this particular client had already tried out a few things on the digital marketing and digital transformation arena. They had done some tech investment, they had done a website, they had put some stuff on social, but things were not happening to the extent they wanted to. So we wanted to know, what did they do last year? What was the kind of hits and misses which happened? And what would we be doing in 2021? So a couple of quick slides before I introduce the next person in the thing. So we looked at their business KPIs. We looked at what they were trying to do. So what they were trying to do is, prima facie, they were trying to create a digital ecosystem which would bring them digital revenue. So the idea is, while you work on a digital transformation program, at times there is a lot of compartmentalization. A team is creating a website, a team is doing an SEO, a team is doing a content production, a team is doing channel management, but there is no convergence. Everybody is holding their own fort and trying to do something in a compartmentalized way. So it's important to have a vision map, which you are seeing in front of you right now. What is the common goal and what are the key component of that goal? So for example, this brand wanted to achieve, Tools India Private Limited had achieved a crore in 1920 through digital sales. And they had done a few things like Influencer Connect, Mindshare campaigns, Dealers Connect, etc., etc. We went deeper. We kind of saw what was there in 1819 versus what was there in 1920 and how did this data tally. What were the launches did they do? What was the sales per SKU? What was the profitability of that particular thing? Which were the channels did they launch? And then we also looked at their key asset, which was the website. So we also looked at what they were doing in organic. And then we actually created a learning that what they were lacking, Tools India Private Limited was lacking, was in terms of contextual communication, was in terms of an integration between their strategy and analytics, and they were not able to get the voice of consumer, which was their consumer. So Tools India Private Limited, as per Mrs. Basu and Ms. Basu and her team's brief, was actually trying to create a voice of consumer, and this consumer was primarily residing in rural sectors. They were the blue collar people and the farmers, and they were not able to create a contextual communication. So what they were aspiring to do as a brand was this. And if you could just all have a look at this before I pass it on to the next member. Their key aspect were threefold. One, to increase their digital revenue to 2 crore. Two, to create a set of campaigns which could win them awards at a national scale. And last but not the least, to connect with their actual buyers so that they could capture a voice of consumer. So this was what they really were looking for in 2021. And if you all are hearing it out, they were not looking at a Facebook communication. They were not looking at a Twitter communication. They were not looking at building up a website. They were looking at certain business objectives to be fulfilled for which they were trying to create a digital transformation platform. So that is the essence of strategy, where you can actually extract these information from your client by doing a set of dialogue-based communication with them, do constant workshop with them. And this was thanks to Ms. Basu and her team, we could figure out that finally the brand wants this. So these are the one parameters which they want to really see how they evolve over the next financial year. Now, with this much information in mind, now let us take you to the next step. So we understand now the new age marketing is a combination of multiple components. There is technology, there is content, there is SEO, there is media, there is commerce, there is PR, and the list is very, very long. So what we do now is, with this background in place, we will now take our focus to Amit, who is the technology leader, and he will guide us that in the strategy phase, how Max Mobility and Yours Digitally created a tech strategy or a business tech framework or a MarTech solution, which will help Tools India Private Limited to have a more predictable ROI. So over to you, Amit, for your next step.
Thank you so much, Mitul. I am really, really excited to, you know, be a part of this unique way of conducting a seminar. I think this role play idea that we did, before I touch upon the technology aspects, it is very important to highlight why we are doing the entire seminar in this manner. So the objective of this entire role play and you know, doing this entire exercise of a fictitious client is so that we are able to give simple steps, step-by-step guide of how an entire digital strategy is formed, and our audience can get a takeaway, key takeaways of easy, simple steps which they can go and implement in their organization to grow. So that's the key objective and the context basis which we have decided to do this in this pattern. And I would really, hope that all the audience stays till the end of this entire seminar so that they can get the entire idea of how everything is getting connected. And I would also like to point out, which my team missed, is that during this session, we'll be taking you through a number of checklists and some templates. All these templates and checklists will be available for handouts after the end of this session. And as we move along, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to post your comments on the chat section, and we'll be happy to answer. So as we understood from the brief, this client, Tools India, basically has very little presence in digital. And basis all the objectives that we understood, that they want to increase the revenue to 2 crore plus, they want to get the voice of customer and all these connects. We believe there are 2-3 key aspects before we can start deciding the technology aspect. We need to understand what are the goals that we are trying to achieve, which are very clear to us now. And to achieve that goals, I think there are 3 key components in this specific scenario where technology elements are required. The first and foremost, I think if they want to get to the voice of customer, they want to increase their revenue. Of course, digital is a medium which helps you get closer to the customer. So we need to have all the tools and technologies which will help this brand, Tools India, to get closer to their customers and have all the customer connect points. They should be present. That's the number first objective of all the technology tools that we will select for them. Number two, of course, since they will be doing this marketing at scale, as Mitul rightly pointed out, there are so many different disparate elements like social analytics. There's so many other things that everything needs to be stitched together. So to streamline the sales and marketing operations, we need a set of tech tools and MarTech tools that will help us streamline this entire operations. And number three, and most importantly, which I think is the key differentiator of going digital vis-a-vis offline initiatives that we had, is that everything in digital is clearly measurable. So we need tools that can clearly give Tools India all these key measurement metrics and the data that can help them decide on what progress they are making and how they are progressing. So given this context and the goals and backgrounds, now we have established what kind of channels they need, what kind of tech tools they need. The first thing that we really would go and set about doing is to go through a complete checklist of their digital tech maturity and where they stand today. And are you guys able to see my screen?
Yes,
yes, we can.
All right. So as you can see, we have a basic checklist that we always follow whenever there's a requirement that comes in. We first try to map their goals, objective, as we did right now. And then we have we have this checklist template where we basically map their current maturity and where they stand as far as the digital tech tools are concerned. Now, in this case, of course, we are not really focusing on the business operation side of things. So I'm going to skip all the ERP and stuff. Now, as you can see, there are so many categories where tech tools are today available. There are a number of marketing automation tools that are required to integrate disparate social channels and integrate between third parties. We need responsive, fast-loading websites for which we need good CMS tools. We today play with a lot of content and video and digital assets. So digital asset management and video hosting becomes very important. webinars are a key aspect that we believe that this brand should keep on focusing to engage with their dealers and distributor network. So there are tons of these technology tools. So this basic tool will basically help companies to do an analysis of what all they require. So you have the thing that we need to do is just list down the tools, and there's a recommendation whether we need it now, we need to remove it, or this is required for them or not. Why this is required, what is the cost, what is the value that's going to bring to the table. Once we fill up these, so the first step that we do is we fill up these tech assessment tool, and then once we fill it up, something like this comes up where, let's assume for this Tools India, we have now got all these tech stacks in place where we have obviously proposed HubSpot and Zapier for their marketing automation needs, along with SendGrid for email notifications and all these things. We have decided to go ahead and propose a WordPress-based CMS site because their website is not so up to date today. Now, digital asset management is something that they don't need in this journey. It's so early, so we have basically it's not required for them today. The platforms and Zoom and MS team is proposed. Of course, now along with these MarTech tools, there are certain key marketing element products that we believe would add a lot of value to customer like Tools India. Since they deal with a lot of distributors and dealers over the network, we propose a retail commerce app where basically all the retailers and their down the line influencers can log in and order their products directly from the mobile app. Now that's one app that we would propose to Tools India. Of course, since the sales are very much led by a lot of influencers like masons and plumbers, so it will make a lot of sense to have an app where an influencer loyalty app is created for these guys, where for every sale that they recommend or refer, they get loyalty points that they can redeem in terms of cash. Not to mention, the entire sales teams and delivery teams will also have an app where they can constantly keep on getting product information and keep on using this for selling it to the customers. So this is the framework that we typically use. And then finally, we come to a conclusion of what are the tools and technology tools that are required. And these are the tools that, Mitul is going to propose to Tools India, which we believe that they should add and, they should be able to take advantage of these tools. So once we have the complete tech stack, we also have a complete vision in mind where we try to draw a complete process. Once all the tech stacks are ready, how do we look at this organization doing business in the entire, digital world, right? So this is what finally, at the end of the day, after doing all the exercises, selecting all the digital technology tools, we basically, this is the final roadmap that we'll propose to Tools India, which will clearly depict where we envisage Tools India going in the long term and how their entire digital marketing initiatives are going to get stitched together. So as you can see, this is a complete life cycle of a digital business, if you can clearly see that. Of course, there are some very key components that we discussed. For any digital marketing, data is very important. So we have proposed to have a marketing data platform also where all the data from separate, different, distinct channels are going to get stored and managed. Of course, the data can be from their CRM, own CRM, which we are proposing that they can use a CRM and loyalty systems that we discussed. All this data is going to be stored in the data platform. Content is the other bucket where all the content is getting created. All these, once you have the data and the content properly managed, then obviously you can start, exposing all the channels of apps, websites, chatbots, which can be exposed to the clients, and communication basis the data available can be done with various channels that obviously our teams have already talked about. So this is the final model, which obviously we'll go and pitch to Tools India, that this is how their business is going to look like. And I think this gives a fair bit of idea of how this happens. Now, of course, we have touched upon the technology tools. As I said, one of the key elements of having these technology tools is to measure data and analyze. Since we were only talking about technology, I just took a little bit of liberty and I thought, for the benefit of the audience, I just jotted down some key metrics that a business owner or senior management should be really bothered about and should really care about, because there are so many kind of data that people get confused, which is very important for any business owner to monitor. Now, obviously, first metric, I'll just quickly run through it in the interest of time, is the customer acquisition cost, which is very important for any brand to keep tab on. And why this is important? It's very important because your company is spending to acquire X amount of money for every new customer. You always want a low customer acquisition cost. And you know, for a low customer cost means that you are spending a lesser amount for acquiring any new customer. Now that's A. B, marketing percentage of customer acquisition cost. So if you are spending X amount, including sales and marketing for acquiring a customer, the marketing percentage of customer acquisition costs tells you the efficiency of your marketing, which is running overall, because that is the proportion of the cost spent on acquiring a customer of marketing spend. All the formulas are given here. We will obviously hand out these templates to you for your benefit. I will not touch upon right now for obviously in the interest of time. Customer lifetime value is another very important metric. Of course, it's obvious that we want to ensure that our customer lifetime value should always be greater than our customer acquisition cost. And customer lifetime value basically indicates the total revenue that a customer generates for you during its lifetime. And one of the most important thing for an ROI-driven organization, if you're doing a marketing for ROI, is the ratio of lifetime value to customer acquisition cost. You always want your lifetime value to be greater than customer acquisition cost to ensure that every marketing spend is generating revenue for you. And I think that's very important. Time to payback customer acquisition cost is basically the lead time which is required to recover your marketing investments. And it is very easily, you can arrive at it. Marketing originated customer percentage is basically all the customers that are acquired through the efforts of marketing, which can easily be gauged by the leads that have been given to you from marketing. And then there's a marketing influence customer where it might be the directly the you know, the customer did not get acquired through marketing, but the marketing team was engaged in you know, with these customers and they nurtured this customer. So these are 6 to 7 very key metrics that I think every organization who's embarking on digital should focus on. And so that's about it from my side. I think these are some of the key insights. I would like to now call upon my colleague, Mr. Abhishek Chamaria, who's going to delve down deeper into analytics and all these media and all these metrics that I briefly touched upon. So over to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Amit. This was excellent because I think just to set the context before we have the next team member coming in and presenting what they would, how the entire strategy is spread. I think just wanted to summarize very quickly what Amit did. And Amit, without the good news is that before even we are presenting the whole stuff to Tools India Private Limited, I took a quick peek with their CEO and I presented this funnel analytics slide of yours. And they are very, very happy and they want to do certain funnel analytics development work with us. So which I think gives us the context of this kind of stuff. Because what's very important to understand while you are embarking into a marketing journey, over the last few years, we have been observing that digital marketing or digital transformation or digitization, whatever way you represent the digital world, is actually going through a sea change. Meaning, it's just not a good to have thing anymore. So it's basically something which needs a considerable planning. So unless and until all your components are clearly getting amalgamated with the business objective in mind, I think we will never see the success which digital promises to its consumers. So I think, Amit, your presentation, bringing in the funnel analytics, bringing in an IT, the IT solutioning map per se, a MarTech kind of a scenario, gives us a lot of insights. And now I think we'll do a small change before we get in Abhishek on the media side. I would like to have Nirupama coming in. Nirupama is my team member. She is actually going to get into the SEO side of things, and she is going to show how a brand needs to plan their organic part of marketing. Because you all know, when you're trying to connect with a consumer as a brand, you have an organic method and you have a paid method. With time, people are seeing that organic methods are getting far more value, because that's the method which seems to be giving far more stronger result. So Nirupama would quickly take us through some of her templates, which is used when you are planning your organic method, And I think, you know, then we will go to Abhishek and other rest of the other team members.
Sure. Rupama,
all yours now. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I am here to describe you all actually how the SEO process works, and I am sharing my screen so that you people can understand how Tools India's SEO process works actually. Okay. Yeah. Beginning the SEO, at first we have to analyze a website, okay, and do the website audit at first and the competitor research analysis, and from there we can know the issues which we need to fix and which we need to work on. From competitor research analysis, we can know exactly what type of keywords they are using and what type of backlink strategy they are using, and where we can work on for our website. Okay, and as in the screen, you can see that these are the number of keywords which Tools India has used, and their average monthly searches are being shown, and the competition level is also being shown. We will select such kind of keywords where the search volume is definitely high, because from there the traffic will arrive definitely, and the competition level we can see some of for some keywords the competition level is high, and for some keywords the competition level is low or medium. Okay, we have to select according to that, and we can know the suggested bid from there also, and in statement and from there we will select our keywords, and we can use various type of tools such as Google Trends or Google AdWords or Semrush, Ubase Suggest, etc. for keyword research, and we will try to select such keywords where the search volume is high and the competition level is low at first. Okay, and in the Excel we can see the in statement one, when we use the keyword Ho Agriculture on website, it will be appear on Google ACRP as per the below snapshot. That means when someone is searching as Ho Agriculture on website on Google, actually then the below snapshot we can see such as the Ho Farming, this company is ranking in number 13, and Alibaba.com is ranking in number 14, etc. And in statement 2 we can see that when we use the keyword Ho Agriculture on YouTube, it will be appear on Google ACRP as per the below screen, below snapshot. You can see the snapshot. And in statement 3, when we use the keyword agriculture hand tools on Google search ads, it will be appear on Google ACRP as per the below snapshot. For Google ads, sometimes according to the Google algorithm, it will appear either in first three places or in the last, and that definitely depends on Google. And I'm going to the next tab, the Google placement ads. When we want to do branding or we want to run any lead generation ad, then we can target according to specific target audience. Here we can see that we have targeted such audience when the farmers visit the website. These websites, they can see these ads and they can reach us or interact with us. Here we can see there are some popular news website which we are targeting, such as Sakshi, The Hindu, Andhra Jyoti, etc. Some TV channels such as Sun TV, Star Vijay, etc. And here the location are Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, etc. And for farmer specific websites, some websites are there which we will definitely target, where they can search our website and they can interact with us, such as farmingindia.in, toolsvilla.com, etc. And there are some specific mobile apps also for the farmers, such as Agri App, My Agri Guru, etc. And in general, some general websites also the ads can be shown, such as yahoo.com, amazon.in, jazdial.com, etc. And in general mobile apps also the ads can be shown, such as WhatsApp Messenger, Truecaller, ShareIt, etc. And now I'm coming to the organic distribution. here we can see some specific Facebook groups, okay, such as kishansathi.com, where we can target the farmers. We should target this kind of social media. We can post social media post according to these groups, because as we can see, the number of members are very high there, such as 2,965. Okay, and from there, they can reach us, and definitely website traffic will be increased. And next, we are coming to some forum groups, such as Quora is one of the popular forum groups where question answer rounds can be done. If farmers want some specific answer, they can post their questions, or they can get their answers also. From there also, that will lead to high traffic generation in the website, such as there is the number of members in that group are very high. We can see that 26.4k for farmers and dealers, distributors, etc. And there are some third-party content sharing websites also, such as medium.com, where the website traffic is 10.7 million. And if we can write blogs and articles and post there, then definitely that will increase our website traffic. And that will also create a very good backlink for us. And this is how actually the SEO process works. That's it. And now I will like to call Priyanka, who is the content strategist. She can describe her part.
Thank you, Nirupama. If you can just put your screen sharing off, please.
Yes.
So thank you. I think before we have our next speaker, I would like to just quickly, you know, give a summary to all our audiences who have joined. There was a very tough battle which we won as far as Tools India Private Limited goes, because if you see their TG and the target group or the consumers, the base was very uncommon. It was a very different kind of a base. It was not general audiences. These were people who were from the rural sector, people who were from a semi-urban and rural sector. So there was the client was always in a lot of query and dilemma that, can I reach out to these audiences with different means? And we will share, like Amit said, or like I had also mentioned, we'll share all these templates with all the participants who have taken out their time, precious time to join us. When we were doing this research, Nirupama had to go through each and every such forum, and the challenge was twofold. Not only the challenge was to get the right set of keywords, but also to figure out these distribution channel where there was a larger cluster of these people who were talking into tool. So for example, through this research, we figured out a blacksmith community who are primarily the users of hammers, and they had different Facebook groups, and they were participating in different forums, where we figured out how do we get into those forums organically. And this was what Nirupama was trying to explain. And this is like a plan which allows, again, Ms. Basu to see how organically the agency is going to bring her the result. So now, as a next step, we are going to take the next big beast, as they say in digital or any other marketing ecosystem, that content is the king. And unless and until you can create the right kind of content or communication for your end user, nothing is going to work. So now I will bring Priyanka, our content leader, spotlight her so that she can present her thought. She is into a very big challenge, because here she has to communicate with the farmers, with the blue collar workers, the masons, the carpenters of the world. So let us see what is she doing behind the scenes to ensure that Tools India gets the right contextual content. Over to you, Priyanka. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mitul sir. I'll be sharing my screen now. All right. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, before I start with the plan that I've made, I'd like to actually talk about the process that we go through when we are actually making a content strategy. So first of all, knowing the goals is extremely important. Like we had discussed in the beginning, the client gave us certain goals such as connecting with dealers and distributors and expanding that base, connecting with consumers directly, because right now they have a dealer distributor base, but they don't have that customer mind share as of now. When we talk about going B2C, then they spoke about lead generation, and they also spoke about improving their tech stack. So I think the tech stack part has already been covered by Amit sir, and we'll also be coming to the media part of it, which will be the digital sales part of it, when Abhishek sir speaks. So primarily in my presentation, we'll be talking more about the brand awareness aspect, so that you get the customer mindshare going B2C. And secondly, getting those leads for the dealers and distributors and nurturing those leads. That's primarily my two goals for Tools India Private Limited. So that was the first process, which was determining the goals. After that, we go into topic research. I'll show you a detailed way in which we go about doing topic research. And then after we find out what are the topics that are trending right now, we of course do a funnel wise mapping, then we do a TG wise mapping, and then of course we map our content platform wise as well. And then the media head would come in and provide the budgeting, what needs to be boosted, what doesn't need to be boosted, and presents his paid marketing plan. First of all, I would like to actually talk about our TG a little more in detail, because I think that we haven't spoken too much about our TG right now. So there is a very specific buyer persona model that we follow, wherein we actually even research our target audience a lot. I would like to also share for some reason I'm unable to So this is a template. We'll also be sharing this template. This is a template that we usually follow to determine our buyer persona and what it is that actually influences them and who do they influence. So first of all, we give them a hypothetical name. We put what would their industry and segment be, who would they reporting to, what would their education be like, what is the designation of their job. We would give their job description, what it is in their job that determines they are successful or unsuccessful, which is where performance matrix comes in. And then we have our trusted sources, wherein who it is that they rely on most, or where do they go on the internet they find the most trusted information. So now this is extremely important for two or three reasons. One is we are getting directly into the customer psyche, and we are understanding what really motivates them and what helps them to succeed in their job. What would actually, what it is from our end as a content specialist that we can actually pinpoint to and go like, okay, if we give you this particular ebook, this might help you in your job. And then of course the trusted resources aspect really helps us out in determining which are the platforms on which we should definitely be present. So this is a basic buyer persona template, and we have one over here where we actually went through this person's Facebook profile, and we actually came to know what they like, what they don't like, what are the TV shows they enjoy, what are the books they enjoy, what is their age, what do they do, etc. And so forming this buyer persona becomes extremely important for each and every aspect of your target audience. So since he's a dealer distributor, he's our primary audience, and our secondary audience would probably be someone who enjoys gardening, for example, or who needs to constantly keep upgrading their plumbing, or needs to know how to become a little more independent at home. So these kinds of people would be our basic target audience for Tools India Private Limited. Now, I would like to come to the most important aspect, which is actually the topic research. So for topic research, we usually use SEM Rush. Not saying that this is the only platform that we use, but this is one of the most important platforms that we use. So as you can see, I have just entered a topic. So since we already covered the SEO angle, the SEO specialist will give you a bunch of keywords which you need to target. According to that, you can put in your keyword here, you can put in your region here, and you'll get a multifold of ideas, content ideas that you can look at right now. So when I look at power tools, I can see that buying guide for secondhand tools is something that is extremely famous amongst people. So this could be one of the things that I actually talk about on Tools India Private Limited's blog. This becomes a very important topic. Another way, and you can just put in as many keywords as you want over here and keep getting new ideas. And I think this is a brilliant way to do that. Other tools that you could use would be UberSuggest and BuzzSumo. Another platform that we actually rely on a lot is Quora and Reddit, because we actually go through what questions people are asking over there, and we'll try to answer those questions in the form of blogs or social media topics. Now, I would like to take you through something which is extremely detailed, which is the content plan. So now this is a 1 month content plan, okay? And going to basically put everything that we are planning to do throughout the month over here. So first of all, we'll try to decide what is the type of goal that we are trying to meet. Is it a delivery-based goal? That is, it's just activities. It's not like I need to get some sort of metrics out of it. Then we define that as a delivery-based goal. And then there's a measurement-based goal. That means, for example, you need to get leads or you need to get sales. So that becomes a more measurement-based goal. So right now, our two goals are brand awareness and lead generation. So I have defined them. So I have also given the KPIs, and I have given the desired results that we want for this particular client. And what are the associated activities, in how much volume would we be doing those associated activities? And of course, you can add in any comments that you wish to. Then what becomes important is actually defining funnel-wise what your content is going to look like. So we in Yours Digitally, we have a different way of looking at the funnel. We start off with the lead magnet. Then we go to nurturing the leads that we get from the magnet. Then we go to the tripwire. And then we go to the core product and product maximizer, after which we go to return path. So for lead magnet, we've thought of going to Facebook and giving out a free ebook from which we collect leads. On the website, we are doing it through a dealer landing page. Then to nurture this, we have a Facebook dealer distributor networking group which we've set up, and they can ask any questions and we'll always give an answer. For a tripwire, for them to come and try out our products, we'll do a custom audience, and we'll give social media ads. Custom audience is basically retargeting people who have already signed up with you. So we'll retarget them, and we'll give them certain schemes and discounts, after which as a core product, we'll give the product ads and DIY posts. And then after they've bought our products, we'll send them emailers saying that, you know what, this product pairs really well with the product that you just bought. And then of course, to keep them loyal, we send a feedback email, and we work upon the feedback that they've given to us. So this is a basic way in which we are working through the funnel. Again, we also consider the TG, and we have divided up the content according to the TG as well, as you can see over here. So this is just an example that you, for example, if you're giving lead generation ads, what are the lead gen ads that you'll be giving, and what is the target audience that you are going to be showing the lead gen ad to? So the content has also been defined target wise. We are giving platforms as well as we are giving what is the type of content. Then we come to your social media content, and this is a very basic social media calendar wherein we are charting out all of the different festivals. You can follow this for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. It works the same way. So I'm not going to be showing you those in the interest of time, but just to give you an idea of how the content calendar is going to look. So we have some DIY posts planned. We have some product information posts planned. We have some explainer videos planned. So this is like a basic social media plan that we have over here. Of course, then we also have our email marketing plan because we have like webinars coming up. We have new blogs coming up again and again. So we want that to reach our dealer distributor base as well as other people who have signed up to receive our news. So we have our email marketing calendar as well. We have our now the interesting thing with blogs that your SEO specialist will always tell you is you need to have 4 domain blogs in a month. You need to have 2 to 3 web 2.0 blogs. By web 2.0, we mean that we open up accounts in the likes of Medium, WordPress, and all of those Blogger and all of these sites. And we post in those sites as well. And we backlink them to our channel so that we get more website traffic and our ranking increases on Google. So for that, your SEO specialist will always tell you that you need to have Web 2.0 blogs. You need to be posting on infographic sites. You need to be posting PPTs on PPT sites such as SlideShare. So you need to include all of those things into your blogs. Again, we come to our ORM, wherein we answer one Quora, Reddit, Good Firms answer every day. We answer social media comments every day. We reply to negative reviews. Now, a very important thing in ORM is to always reply to the negative reviews, because if you just reply to positive reviews, people might think that you are not being responsible enough as a company. And so negative reviews are the one that you really need to be very careful of. You need to answer them all the time. And then, of course, you come to the paid marketing plan. This would usually be given to you by your media planner. So this is a basic media planning template wherein you decide your ad objective. You decide what is the content going to be. You decide the budget. What is the audience going to be? And what are the projected results? So that is it from my end. And I will now hand it back to our CEO, Mitul Das, wherein he can take the session further from here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Priyanka. Unfortunately, we don't have virtual claps, so we can't do that. But it was very, very comprehensive, extremely comprehensive, because I think we all say that content is the king, but we also need to understand that content is very layered. So you have so many dimensions to, you know, prepare a content. So at one end, there is the customer. The other end, there is a voice of the brand. Then there are multifold channels. Then there are various dimensions like sales, branding, influencer connect. So all this actually make this as a cube. So if we all play, we all have seen the cube like a dice, and there are multiple sides of a dice. And, unless and until you can bring all the dices, all the faces together, generating a contextual content, meeting the objective of the brand is very difficult. So we're very lucky to have a content leader like Priyanka in our agency, who would basically bring that approach brand after brand, day after day, because then this entire thing, once approved and signed off, and hopefully Molly would also like this while she sees it with her team, and then we go to the next step. So before we go to the next important stuff, which is basically about the media, the next big beast. So we've looked at content, we have looked at organic. Now we're going to look a bit onto the media. We're not doing great on time. We basically have scheduled time 4 minutes, but I hope it's okay if we can continue for another 5-10 minutes, because we just want to wrap it up as quickly as we can. And before I hand over to Abhishek, I just wanted to take a minute to share a small thing, because there was a question in the panel from Mr. Maheshwari, where he had asked a very pertinent question, where he said that we all need sales. So at the end of the day, it's all about getting revenue. But when I was talking about the success grade or the KPIs, he was actually trying to ask me in the chat that where is it different? Every client will say that he needs more sales. And that is, so this is one small template again, which we will be giving out to all of you so that you can use it in for your purpose. Because typically when you know the objectives of the brand at a core level, so brands will answer like this, mereko aur sales chahiye, mereko apna aur presence achha karna hai. I need to build a lot more engagement with my end consumer. When you can translate those into measurable metrics at the most granularest level, when you can go back to the client and say that in order to earn this revenue over a whole year, your number of visitors on the website should be this, your bounce rate should not be more than this, your average session time should be this, these are the keywords on which you will have to play every year. When you can do this connection with the business objective, that's when you have created a measurable KPI or a success grid. So that was for you, sir, Mr. Maheshwari, because you had asked this question. So now, without further delay, I will hand it over to our media leader, Abhishek. Abhishek generally has lost a bit of hair because he has to run multiple lead generations every day, meeting different objectives of the brand. So Abhishek, all yours. So try to push some paid promotion frameworks. So that, because this is very critical. When a client is spending money, he wants to get the best possible result. So what is it which gives a good media plan? So yeah, all yours, Abhishek. Thank you.
Thank you, Mithul. So one of the most critical questions that we almost always get asked is that, I have a sales target which I want to achieve of X, Y, Z. Let's say in this hypothetical example, let's talk about a sales value of about 10 lakhs per month, giving a revenue of about 1.2 crores. And this is in terms of new sales. And then when we sit down with the client, we actually try and figure out what is the actual sales position like right now. So let's say the values in yellow, this is basically the fields which we basically work with the client to fill up. What is the average price per product? Because we're talking about agricultural tools here and things like hammers and sickles and also something like a screwdriver, the average ticket price here for the particular client is about 350. And we realize that typically one client lands up buying about 3 to 4 items at a time. So an average sales per invoice is roughly about 1400 rupees for the client.
It's 5 o'clock.
The average number of times the customer buys is about 4 times in a year, roughly. Which means if a customer is buying 4 times in a year, the lifetime value of a customer in a year is about 5,600. We are accounting for a time value where we are saying that because, let's say we start the campaign today, it is not that we are going to acquire all the customers in this month itself. So we've done a 33-67 ratio. So the number of new customers which are needed per month works out to roughly about 267 odd customers in order to meet the target value of 10 lakhs per month. in terms of new sales. Now, how do we calculate what is going to be my cost for the customer acquisition, and what target should I keep in mind? So, like we saw, we are looking at a target value of about 257 odd customers required, and then we need to go back and ask them a few questions. Could I request the participants to please mute themselves? Okay, so about 257 customers. So we need to take a look at what are our conversion percentages. So in reality, what the customer currently is having is, for every cold lead which the customer gets, about 20% moves to a warm lead. From the warm lead to a proper qualified 100% inquiry is about 25%, and of that, about 30% actually lands up getting converted. This is during their physical sales process. From the online sales process, this is the kind of metrics that they are targeting, where we are looking at improving the sales, the cold call to sales ratio from 1.5% to roughly about 3%. The idea being that here people are going to be moving through the funnel as has been defined. There are going to be various content brackets, some informative, some do it yourself, some talking about various schemes and offers. There are various kinds of communications which are going to warm up the audience when we start running the paid campaigns, so that the probability of closure is going to be far higher than what it would be in a completely brick and mortar situation. So in the offline world, about 13,000 customers who are making a cold call land up converting to about 200 customers. Here we are targeting about 8,900 customers calls to land up converting to about 267 odd customers. Now, the client is typically spending about 2 lakhs a month in terms of their marketing budgets towards various ad activities in the online space, in the offline space. And Tool India has said they're comfortable looking at a spend of about 2 lakhs odd even in the online space to begin with. And they want us to run a pilot with a 1 lakh budget as to see what we are able to do. So, looking at the numbers from a 2 lakh number, if we are looking at the cost per customer from 267 dividing by 2, we require about roughly 135 odd customers to be created from this 1 lakh budget of the paid campaign which the client is going to be providing to us. Here, my cost per cold call needs to be roughly about 22.47, and my cost per customer needs to be about 749 in order for it to make justification to the client. Remember, my cost per customer of 749 rupees means that the customer is over the lifetime, over the course of 1 year, going to land up buying on an average product worth 5,600 rupees, which means roughly about 12 to 13%. And after that second year onwards, the repeat customer cost is not taken into account. So this is the target with which the paid media campaign is starting. We ran a pilot for 1 year, for about a month with the budget of 1 lakh. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the approximate numbers which came across. What we want to remember before I move to the screen where I show the campaign results is that it is very important that the entire strategy where we are talking about the tech enablement, we are talking about having your email marketing in place, your WhatsApp marketing in place, your SMS marketing in place. We're talking about having your lead generation process running flawlessly with the CRM, capturing the leads, and from there, from the lead getting captured, working with the client, Tool India, to understand that how are they going to address these particular inquiries which are coming in? How equipped are they to handle the calls? And also having a couple of rounds of discussion to understand what are they going to call a qualified lead? What is a cold lead? What is a warm lead? And how also acquiring from them various databases of their past customers so that we can create various audience profiles to target. So Facebook today allows us to do various amazing things. So if you have an existing database of, let's say, your last 2000 customers, I can put that in customer database into Facebook and I can say that, okay, here is my custom audience of 2000 people. These are all people who have purchased from me. Now find me people who look alike in terms of their online behavior on Facebook, in terms of their interests, in terms of their online activities, similar to these 2000 people who meet the following demographic details. Could be age, could be geography, could be various other parameters. And I can run ads to them accordingly to show it to them. another interesting thing which we can do is not just look at people who converted into customers, but if we have data of the people who have inquired but did not land up purchasing, those can be targeted as well. And we can run a separate campaign with a separate content being directed to them, because they already know about you, they know about your product, and you can target various offers to them, which will be seen only to those specific people. It will not be visible to other people. So let's say there are 5,000 odd farmers, plumbers, electricians who inquired but landed up buying from a customer, from a competitor, or did not buy from us. We can always give them more targeted information. We can help enable them with the content and with the help of paid media to get our message across to them. That's another kind of audience. Another various kind of ads which we can run are also canvas ads, which are more text oriented with images, with small video snippets, and of course your lead generation ads. So in this particular case, there were various channels which were explored. Of course, Google search, display, Google My Business, call ads, FB teasers, various other forms of engagement, branding, and lead generation activities were done. So if you take a look at it, the yellow again are the values which need to be manually plugged in. The rest of the sheet is auto-calculated. So on Google, we looked at a budget of 22,500. On Facebook, about 25,000. Instagram, 2,000. LinkedIn, 10,000. On a couple of forums, about 3,000, which includes blogs. And on various e-commerce apps and shops like Amazon, Facebook, and Instagram Shop, about another paid budget of about 37,500. The CPI is the cost per impression. Now, the 1 lakh, of course, not the entire 1 lakh cannot be used only for lead generation. There has to be engagement also. There has to be branding also. So so they were subdivided in various activity brackets. The overall net impact was that out of the 1 lakh budget, about 1,59,000 odd impressions were created. Apart from that, about 720 leads were generated. My cost per impression is about 63 across the campaigns, and a cost per lead of about 138.89. The customer acquisition cost is working out about 793, which is higher than what was the target. If we go back and take a look at the target cost, you're looking at a target of about 749. We landed up with 793, and because 126 customers converted. However, point to be noted is that there are about 99 customers who are under work in progress, where customer connect has been made, the deal has not yet closed. So the expectation is that another 5 to 10 days, we would definitely be on track to meet and overcome the target. Now, for a customer, what is also important is what is my total cost of ownership or the total cost of marketing that we are doing. Because when I'm calculating an ROI, the ROI is not just upon the paid media, but it includes all the various other components also, be it the technology that we are using, be it the fee that you need to pay to an agency for the content creation and the other activities, as well as the paid media activities and other tool costs included as well. So here is a template which talks about the online media thing. So the top line sales goal, 1 lakh, 1 crore, 20 lakh in the 1 year projection is coming from the sheet here, 1 crore 20 lakh. And this is the pilot strategy where we use the 1 lakh budget to see what kind of results we are able to generate for them. And then this is the projection basis the pilot for the full year. So what we're looking at is over a period of time, in the first, during the pilot phase, the total expenses was roughly about 3,63 lakh, and which resulted in sale of about 6 lakhs. Means my cost of the sales and marketing budget was almost 60%. Over a 1 year period, this is averaging out to 40%. And if you see month on month, the ROI is becoming better. Here, my cost of the sales and marketing is roughly about 31% in the fourth quarter. Out of that, almost 18% is what the third party sites are charging for the order fulfillment activity itself. So this is a typical example of how your entire ROI sheet would land up getting calculated, and you can work it out for yourself and compare it to your traditional channel as well, where Tool India was currently, if a product is marked at roughly about 100 rupees through the various dealer, distributor, and the sales network channels, we're spending roughly about 48 to 49 rupees in terms of the 100 rupee cost which was being incurred. And over a 1 year projection, we are looking at bringing that down to about 40%. Thank you, Mitul. I hope these numbers are going to be useful for you to try and present it to the client, and hopefully we can move from the pilot stage and the strategy stage can be completed and we can begin the retainer part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. Thank you so much. First and foremost, before I think it was very insightful, very wonderful. I think, I mean, this, we know that this is, along with the content, this is where our, the sweet spots are. I mean, if I again do a quick integration, the checklist of tech integration, the content play, the organic forum, and finally what you showed as to how you would have those entire paid ROI calculation sheet. And we remember, Abhishek, in lot of our combined pitch meetings, basis this prototype which we do, we even take a chance with the client and say, hey, we are okay doing a performance fee based model as well, where we will charge you something fixed and a bit of it will come based on our performance. So I think this is a brilliant calculation sheet. And when you all would get this sheet, you will understand, because see, when you see the sheet, you feel that there's nothing very big in it. It's very, common sense data. But creating that sheet over time, curating that data is where I think the strategy experience is. So before we kind of, we're very close to close looping it. I would like to say a thanks for all the audiences who have been very patient. We'll just quickly try to figure out the last block of the puzzle. And without further delay, I will like to, have Preeti joining in. Preeti is our commerce leader. She specializes on e-commerce management and extra emphasization on market portals. You all would be aware that now Amazon, Flipkart, Big Basket, Grofer, they're playing a huge role as being the commerce channels for a given brand. Since Tools India has an expectation of digital sales, so Preeti is going to quickly show you how we quickly plan a brand's foray and management into a commerce channel. So, yeah, thank you, Preeti. Please come in and just quickly share your formats and experience with the audiences. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Good evening, everyone. Like sir was mentioning, and let me just take the emphasize on the point while Molly was trying to say that ROI is very important for us, and it is very important for every brand, and so is it for Tools India. So let me just share my screen and show you a structure basis which we have tried of, have a couple of sessions with Tools India Private Limited, and we have tried to understand that what were their journey in sales, digital sales so far, and they have a target. We have got a target that is 2 crore possible from the digital channel. Is sales from digital channels possible or not? So what we have done with the help of the team, we have segregated the sales of last financial year from them. From platform wise, we have tried to segregate that sales. We have tried to do segregate this monthly spend. We have try to take out a percentage of it, and as you know that to push sales, to increase the sales on month-to-month basis, apart from the in-platform ads, we also need a support or spend from the social channels, because all Tools India Private Limited or any other company which is there on digital, everyone has their Facebook page, everyone has their Instagram page. Like Abhishek sir was mentioning that we also have a plan of spending ads from social to Amazon Flipkart. So there are a lot of spend which the brand has done in the last financial year. As the first step while we are planning the journey for 2 crore is that to analyze every bit of it. So we did our analysis on the financial year portal wise. This is portal 1 data. This is portal 2 data. So basis on this analysis, what we could get is that the total sales which they have generated in last financial year, month on month, what is the increase or have they decreased? So if you can see month 4, month 5, they have the sales were not that great. There was a dip in the sales. What was the spend? So basis on all this data, we also have accumulated the assistive spend. The traffic comes from the social channels and search channels like Google. So now we have dropped kind of plotted the 2CR plan. 2CR is the my mother target, which has to be achieved in the entire financial year, which is 12 months. So how we are achieving it, we have kind of set a couple of parameters. If you can see the areas which I'm highlighting, it's a month-to-month growth. Suddenly you'll see on the month, 7th month of the thing, we are showing a spike of 20% because that is the festive month. Everyone knows that in India, Diwali and Durga Puja are the spike sales season. Every platform has a promotion, has an offer. Next to that, we, as per the trend of last financial year, there is a drop. So we have accumulated that drop. We have plotted the number, which is like a sum total of around 2 crore. And again, we have broken the spend. That what would be the spend? We have, as per the last financial year data, we have given a min max to the brand. So that Molly, while she is going through this Excel with her team, she is aware that for generating a sales of 2 crore, we need to have a minimum maximum ad budget spend, because that is also very important. You cannot spend as much as you can to just to attain a sales of this. So this is my target, this is my monthly target, this is my mother target. 2 crore is my mother target. How do I put this target in actionable? So now the first step is basically to get the portals, opening up channels. Right now, as in the last financial year, they had 2 channels. So we kind of created a list. If you can just see, we have find out all the possible portals where tools can be listed, and we have given a status that where we are doing the registration, or where it is on hold. On hold as in that we are trying to negotiate with that portal, what is the process, where will be the stock points and other details. So this is the portal part of things. Then product, every month onwards we need to list a set of tools so that there is a new stock coming up on the portal. While we are registering to the new portal, we need to do a fresh listing on that portal. So that is also 3 months breakup plan provided out here. Next, once the channels are being set up, we need to have a paid and organic breakup, as in that key on which product we should push a paid campaign, which product SKU listing we need to do organic optimization. By organic optimization, I mean that key to increase the rating reviews, doing keyword optimization, changing the titles on a frequent basis, changing the descriptions, adding Q&A question and answer with the customers, trying to understand why is someone not buying this product. If someone is giving a very negative review on a particular product, responding to them. So this is, portal wise, we have divided the charter into 3 months on the first 3 areas on the paid, and then the organic, which is more or less on the parameter point of view. And last but not the least is that we have seen that even for Tools India Private Limited, they have 50,000 FB follower. Insta, they have 10,000. So we should utilize them, because they are also, their followers are following their TG. So they should also, if someone wants to buy a tool, they need to come. So driving those traffic to the portal. So these are the couple of parameters on which, they are understanding that fine, if a customer needs to buy, they need to land up. So this is a framework. Now, every client has a question, fine, you have created the plan, what's next? How do I, track it? So we have also have a template on that how you can, track the entire process. So I'll just show you that template also, that basis on the plan which I have shown, which is more of from the bird's eye view, the top plan, which has a quarter plan on a month to month. These are the parameter. So my first dashboard, if you can see, is a monthly revenue dashboard, where monthly target, what is the monthly target spend, what channel wise breakup needs to be given, then portal wise, what are the channels we are onboarding, and every other detail. Every parameter which we have discussed in our quarterly plan is being divided out here, and on month-to-month basis we kind of present this data and say that what was the plan and where are we standing, what are in the month and review meetings we would be speaking to the client and doing those analysis. So yeah, so this is the overall understanding, the framework on commerce which Tools India Private Limited can follow.
Thank you, Preeti. Thank you as always. This was excellent, I guess. I think we've now come to the kind of final stage of this particular workshop, webinar, session, whichever way we want to term it. Before I hand it over to Molly once for her final comments, and then to Priyanka to close loop this session, as a agency owner representing Max Mobility and Yours Digitally. We just wanted to summarize. We got a client who gave a brief to us. She brought her expectations on the table, also gave us certain constraints as Tools India Private Limited. We took the client brief. We did a domain analysis of the of Tools India. We looked at the market. We defined the market. We looked at the competition. And then we saw that what are the critical elements of marketing which needs to be ensembled for the agents to give back the brand what the brand needs. Then we took you through a journey where we had our tech leader Amit coming and showing you the digital solutions which creates a MarTech framework. Then we had Nirupama Paul coming in and showing you the SEO and the organic charter. Then we had a great session from Priyanka showing you the nuances of content, followed by Abhishek talking about the media, the paid media element of, and how do you create an ROI calculator which makes the entire thing more predictable. And then last but not the least, we had Preeti talking about the commerce template which allows Tools India to manage the entire Amazon, Flipkart and other platforms and get the digital revenue target. So with this, I guess we had purposefully invited Ms. Basu into this workshop as well, so she could see the strategy work in progress. So I would just like to, you know, get her and to understand from her for a minute that if what's her, you know, expression when she sees this. And then finally, Priyanka concludes the session. And once more, thank you so much all for joining us. We will basically be, you know, coming in regularly with these kind of workshops. And feel free to write back to us with whatever queries you have. We are more than happy because we believe that knowledge shared is always knowledge grown. So absolutely feel free to reach out to any one of us for anything which you want to do. So yeah, Ms. Basu, what's been your experience? How did you like the whole thing?
Yeah, so I feel it has been a great experience. It was a glimpse of the new world because we always keep on hearing these terminologies and jargons. And because digital is still a new thing, and it's still in a very at a very nascent stage, often it becomes very difficult for people who are sitting on the other side of the table to understand what is it all about. So I feel not only me, it has also helped the people who are present out here to understand how does it work and what is the real story behind it. So thanks a lot to everyone out here for summarizing it wonderfully. And I pass on the baton to Priyanka. So yeah, Priyanka, over.
Thank you so much, Molly. We hope you'll come on board with Yours Digitally and you'll hire us. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, for being so patient. I know we are over time, but we can take a couple of questions. If you have any, you can post it on the chat. We'll wait for about 5 to 10 seconds for everyone to post. And if there is no question, then we'll end the call. So any questions, please post away.
And any which ways, if you want to even reach out to us, because our team will be reaching out to all of the people who have participated in the event with the templates and everything. So feel free to connect us. And I think, Priyanka, since we have already been guilty of making people wait for almost 24 minutes. So I think we should now kind of conclude this workshop. And thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for being
Thank
with
you,
us.
Everyone, for sticking with us. We'll shortly share all the templates, the recording of the session, and a basic transcript for you to go through in detail and understand even more how you can go about with your digital strategy. And I hope that all of you have found this extremely helpful. If you have any feedback, you can always, we've sent across a lot of emailers to you. They can always send us some feedback. I'll also share my email ID on chat. If you want to share your feedback with me on that email, that would be great. Yes, that's me. So thank you, everyone, and have a great evening ahead.
So before we wind up, a small vote of thanks also, Mithul, if you could, for NASSCOM and all the
partners. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I think that's very important. And thank you so much, Abhishek, for bringing that in. So we've been very privileged because this entire workshop was also, hosted and sponsored by NASSCOM. So they were kind enough to, allow us to make it a part of a NASSCOM event where Max and UD came in as knowledge partners. So I think we have Shubhajit. I don't know whether Nirupam has got the chance to join or not. But as always, thank you so much, Nirupam. Thank you so much, Shubhajit.
Thank you from my side also. It's a great, great pleasure listening to you. And it's a good studies has been displayed here. And I think with the audience has really benefited from this session.
Thank you so much, Shubhajit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, once more. We really, it meant a lot for all of us. So thank you. Thank you from the Max and UD team. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. So while people are logging off, if there's anybody, we are online for another couple of minutes, if anybody has any questions, otherwise we'll also log off.
Yeah. Abhishek, let the core team stick back. So all the ones who are there in the village. Someone can please remove me from spotlight now.
Mithila, I dropped your message.
I think we should do that. Let's do that. I was about to say the same.